Today's daf yomi is Gittin Lamed Gimel. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Yeshiva Seli Melech. Give us some love and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Yeshiva Seli Melech on YouTube. So today's daf yomi tells us that if a man appoints an agent to carry the get and divorce his wife, and then he decides he wants to go in front of a court and nullify the agent before the agent gets to his wife. So originally he was able to do this even without the agent knowing about it. But the rabbi said that on account of a takana of Rabbi Gamliel, that he can't do it anymore. Because otherwise, one of the theories that reason why he can't do it is because it would create mamzerim. Because the woman would think she was divorced without knowing that the husband's agent, that the husband nullified his agent. And then she'll go ahead and she'll remarry. So the Gemara asked the question, so you want to say that technically speaking, Mika Mita Demidiaraisa Batal Gita, biblically speaking, the get was nullified. And because Mishum Makoch Bazin Yet Bezin Yafa, we want to give this court the authority to do something. So then, Sharinan HS Ishlama, we're going to allow this married woman to remarry. So the Gemara says, yes, call the Mekadesh Adata de Rabbana Mekadesh. Nafkinu Rabbana Lekidushimene. Everybody who gets married with the consent of the rabbis. And so therefore, the rabbis came along and nullified this Kedushim. The rabbis have the ability to nullify a Kedushim, to nullify a marriage retroactively. See, this tremendous strength of power that rabbis have, this tremendous tools to even nullify a marriage retroactively. And so we see from here, when it comes to solving problems of Agunot, technically speaking, the rabbis have enormous, enormous latitude and ability to implement very radical decisions.